Well, what we want people to know, Matt, is that assistance dogs are throughout the United States and throughout the world giving of themselves every day to people like me with a disability and changing our lives. And what we want them to know is that these dogs are out there, but also that there are a whole lot of volunteers and hard work that went into these animals. So it's really celebrating the animals and all of the people that contribute to their success.
The support group is so important to remember, and the tasks that these dogs perform are really amazing. What kinds of things can they do, and how has their impact grown over the years?
Well, that's a great question. There are so many different things that dogs can do. For example, Whistle is my service dog, so he's trained to do physical things for somebody like me that uses a wheelchair.
Okay.
So he can pick up something as small as a dime.
Wow.
He can also carry my grocery bags. He can open and close doors in my house.
Mm-hmm.
He can put clothes in the washing machine and the dryer.
Get out.
He can do all kinds of really practical things that could cause someone with a disability like myself some difficulty.
You make some really great points about the relationships. Some people say that companionship is the best medicine. Do you see a difference in people's outlook when they receive a service dog?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't realize that myself. I thought that would be the least of the positive things that my dog would bring to me until I was sitting out in public waiting for my husband one day. And I, as I said, I'm a wheelchair user, and I'm used to people staring at me and, you know, being afraid of me. But when they see my dog, they don't care about my wheelchair. They want to know, can I touch that dog? Can I pet that dog? What does that dog do for you? And that has given me a freedom that is really hard to explain.
And it starts the conversation. A lot of people are just dog people, and when we see a dog, we're automatically drawn to them. We want to know their names. We want to pet them. But it's important to remember that these dogs are working. Is there an acceptable way to approach people and service dogs?
That's a great point, because I have to say that's one of the most difficult things about having a working dog is keeping them focused on their work when they're being distracted by someone that wants to pet them or talk to them. So what I tell people, especially parents, is to make sure you ask, because Whistle has a command that I can give him that he'll know it's okay to be petted and to interact with someone else. But I need to get him in a sitting position and give him that command, and I can do that if someone asks me if they can touch him.
Do the dogs enjoy working?
Oh, my gosh. I've had three dogs in my lifetime so far. Whistle's my third, and they live for it. You know, people ask me if they have time to play, and they definitely do, but even when he doesn't have his backpack on and he's in play mode, if he hears me drop something, he runs to me immediately, and he does not have to be dressed to do that. He does it instinctually, and it's just, he loves it. He gets excited about it.
You can find out how to get in touch with Working Like Dogs and about International Service Dog Week on our website at WNKU.org under Local News. Marcy Davis, thank you.
Thank you.